you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
But before we get into the show, if you like the SDR show and you want to have amazing sex, we want to tell you about a popular sexual enhancer, the Promescent Delay Spray, that's been used by over a million men and is clinically proven to help you last longer in bed. So it takes the edge off, it lowers the sensitivity, so you don't have to worry about finishing too soon. Just better sex guaranteed, no pesky subscription required. It's easy to use, it helps you last longer, and it gives you more confidence. What more could you ask for? So just go to promescent.com. That's promescent.com. There is not even a promo code. It don't matter. You have a 60-day money-back guarantee. You could feel confident. You can know you last longer. You want to have a little more excitement, look and feel more manly. You go to promescent.com. That's what you should do, and do it now.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What is up, my fellow addicts? Ralph Sutton, the SDR show. This week, it gets a little weird. Curvy Mary comes in the studio, and so does Chris from Brooklyn, and we play Never Have I Ever. And I'm going to say this. It gets really, really weird. That's the best way. It's something you want to watch on Gas Digital Network at the end, especially because we have to edit it out for YouTube if you happen to be watching this on YouTube. We do this every Wednesday, every Saturday, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And use the code SDR. You get a 7-day free trial. You get 20% off the network, access to all the cool shit like the live chat, the forums, the commercial free, the HD, and all that stuff. But really, we just want you to share the show. We're loving that the numbers are going up every single month. But here it is right now, the Chris from Brooklyn, Curvy Mary, kind of weird episode of The SDR Show.
This is the intro to the shit show. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. This is a hit show. Show me a tit show. Please, someone walk the hole. It's beat, I beat. It's hookers and blow. It's art, you need to know.
And there we go.
Perfect.
And begin.
Like a glove.
And it goes. By the way, just really quickly, before we even say anything, what we started doing on the network, on Gas Digital, is when you're, if you're watching this live, the pre-stream, which starts about 15 minutes before the show starts, is clips from shows on the network.
Yeah.
Okay, like High Society Radio, The Thing Is, whatever, all the Legion, all the other shows, a couple of clips from each, right?
Mm-hmm.
I look at the screen. And it was me, and a blonde girl.
Okay,
and so I thought it was live.
No, it was that,
and it was a clip. And I was like, "What the fuck?" I thought I didn't see why my face wasn't matching what I was seeing on the screen. I thought I was having a stroke.
Ralph, your mind is going.
I really thought I was having a stroke.
It was that dolt from
it was the mom daughter thing. Yeah. But I legitimately thought I was. I thought they just were like testing the cameras. And why was I thought I was having a fucking stroke right then and there?
I was told to get closer to Curvy Mary, so I was giving her intimate things.
But that's what it is. Also,
sometimes I worry I'm not a great father.
Sometimes I think about you when I masturbate.
Wow, that went 180 real fast. It is the SDR show, sex, drugs, and rock and roll show. I am Ralph Sutton. With me, Big J Okerson.
Hey.
To my right, Chris from Brooklyn, part of HSR and Notes from a Goon.
Yeah,
and then I think. Her third time on the show.
Fourth
time on the show.
Idiot.
Yeah, you still owe me a date.
I owe you a date.
You owe a date.
It is Curvy Mary.
Yes.
Curvy Mary. Who won the date with me during the heart of COVID when...
Curvy Mary. Curvy Mary. Curvy
Hallelujah. Mary. Hallelujah.
Curvy
Hallelujah.
Mary.
It's pretty good notes.
Yeah, we've gotten close.
That was pretty good.
I've never owned an animal because maybe I'm a sociopath, but I don't think I could love one.
Is that true? That you don't have never had an animal? Not the second part.
No, never had an animal.
Ever?
My mom's house, there was a cat.
And you weren't close to it?
No, I mean, like, we had moments.
That's close
there
enough to owning
it.
An animal, having one in your household.
Yeah, and when she ran away, I was like, oh, Brandy, but whatever. Like, you know, they run away.
Really heartfelt there. Oh, Brandy, whatever.
But whatever. Yeah, I've never had an animal. I had a kid young, which changed your give a shit about animals.
I always had animals, but now as an adult,
those are foreign girlfriends, Ralph.
They're all animals.
I know. They only understand hand signals, so I know why you think they're animals.
No, I recall Ralph's previous girlfriends, and they were definitely not animals to him.
No, they were. I don't think they were nice. Were they nice? I don't remember on that episode.
They didn't have the highest opinions of you.
That's understandable.
Or IQs.
Yeah, both of those things make sense to me. A couple of quick things. We're going to play a game tonight. We were going to have you, if you follow the show live or the Instagram, we were going to do the Broken Lizard guys again, but we switched that. They're coming in a couple weeks. We're going to play a game, but I just have a couple of things to tell you off the top of the show,
yes. And
then we'll get into the game. All right. First of all, last week was a great episode. We had Zach Wilde on, Carmen Appice, or Appice, depending on how you want to do it, and JD.
You just never really took time to find out exactly what it was.
I did. It's Appice, but it's really Appice-y. And I've said that on the air. But I didn't tell you this story. Did I tell you the story?
I don't think he had a blast.
He ended up texting me afterwards and asked to come back on again, so I think he enjoyed himself.
But he asked to come back on
without himself. You, he specifically said. No,
I didn't say that.
He did send me the new music and stuff, and very nice guy, but I didn't tell this on the air because I didn't want to embarrass him, but now that he's not here, fuck it. What did you get, Jay, by the way?
I don't...
It's been sitting here for 2 weeks for you.
Has it really?
Yeah, I just keep forgetting to show it to you.
For media review...
That already
earplug erotica. Some readers of Mike McCoy's Earplug Erotica will simply see earplugs placed in a variety of domestic and outdoor settings. Others might see earplugs representing people of all genders and orientation engaged in a wide variety of body activities.
By the way, for the audio listener, he got a gift and he's reading what the letter came in.
Is this a fetish I'm missing out on?
I don't know what this is. It's been sitting here for 2 weeks.
I don't know why this was sent to me. And it's just a bunch of pictures of like earplugs. Like, are they 69ing or is it just two earplugs?
I just see an earplug gangbang.
But
right
wait a
there.
Minute. No context, just sent to you. That's weird.
Wait, do we have telepathy? What do you see?
I see
an earplug on top of me and you right behind me.
Maybe flip the page.
Yeah. There it is.
Oh, I got it right. I guess I am telepathic. Woohoo.
We're all covering earplugs.
So no context whatsoever there, just an earplug book.
Yeah, no That's context weird. Whatsoever. No Santa Monica Press. It's like, it wants me to like plug it sounds like.
That's just weird.
Earplug it.
You're doing a great job.
Earplug it. All right, so
into the fire.
I'm sorry, Ralph. Yeah. Can I just interrupt very quickly? Can Mary and Jay just move to their rights 2 inches? It's just one of their heads is catching the camera.
Do you want to get close? You want us to get closer? I tried gay stuff in camp.
Okay, perfect. Sorry.
I believe that one.
Watched you do it.
So we announced, not during the show, but in the pre-record of last week's show, Zach Wilde now is going to have a show on the network, which is starting in November. I'm very excited.
I hope
so.
He blasted it out.
Yeah, he's really excited about that.
Is he going to shred?
He's probably going to imagine he's going to play guitar on it at times. You know, why not? But then the weirdest thing that happened last week was Carmine Appice, or Appice, bailed on the show.
You got to pick one. I can't wait for you to go through all that every time you say his name.
Appice. Carmine. Okay. We'll just say Carmine.
There you are.
Carmine bailed on the show with an hour to go and said he didn't want to come on because he heard it was a sex show.
Right.
Meanwhile, we'd been talking for a month about it.
This guy a rock drummer in the 70s?
Yeah, crazy. And his book.
Nerd.
He talks about in his book that he bragged that he slept with 4,500 women. Why he counted that high, don't know. But he talks about it openly in his book. And he said, I can't come on the show. And then I said, no problem.
I bet he's got a decently younger wife or girlfriend.
Radio chick. You know that. He's been with the radio chick for 18 years.
Who's the radio chick?
From, what was it? Leslie...
Oh, the radio chick.
The radio show. They've been together for like 18 years, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, we brought it up on the show.
Oh, maybe she doesn't like it.
Maybe. I don't know. But regardless, he canceled.
Yeah.
And then I said, all right, and I had dinner with Bobby Hutch and Zach and JD,
yeah.
And we made sure Zach was going to come on. And then he texts with like 30 minutes to go and says, I listened to the episode with Bad Company. Make it like that and I'll come on. Which is like, first of all, go fuck yourself.
Right. You know?
So I called him. I said, look, I can't guarantee what we're going to talk about. And I just...
Carmine, a piece of shit.
Oh, no. Pow!
Long story. He was lovely when he was here.
He came, he decided to come in. When I said, Zach coming, he said, I'll come in with Zach, blah, blah, blah. Ended up being a cool guy.
Yeah, but I still don't like the whole, you guys passed my tests.
Yeah, I know. Just, it bothered me. But the moral of the story was, it was a...
you got to be more than the drummer from Vanilla Fudge.
Just the sentence, I heard from... it was a sex show. It's a weird...
Yeah, it's all weird. And also, literally for a month, it's been booked.
Cut to Curvy Mary being DP'd by these bottles. Come on, Carmine, you fucking prude queef.
So if he will do Aqua Teen Hunger Force, what exactly is...
Was he in Aqua Teen Hunger Force?
He was in Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Jesus Christ, I didn't even know that in my...
Yeah, Zach? No, that show
Zach.
Really dates me. Zach Wilde, no.
All right.
Zach. One of my favorite lines. This is entirely gay. It's great. He needs a chariot pulled by white horses.
Oh, that's right.
And it has to be snowing on him at all
times.
Yeah,
that was in his contract, I remember, along with the bowl of brown M&Ms.
Yeah, I loved that show. I was a big fan of that show.
If you got DP'd by those bottles for real, I think that would be pretty badass.
I think Carmine would come back on the show.
I think Meathead is sexy.
We're getting closer.
I think if you could pull it in and pull it out open, I'd be really impressed.
All right. If you could do that, I'd worry. I'd say don't put dicks in there then.
I haven't tried to open a beer bottle with my pussy yet, but I might as well.
How would you do that?
Somebody get another beer.
No, don't.
But how would you do that?
You gotta do the Kegels. You gotta clamp down and
but
twist.
People do it, right?
Yeah, there
no,
are.
I don't believe it's real. No fucking way.
No.
Is it a trick?
Not it's with those bullshit. With that
they
spiky side.
This?
Fucking go to the hospital.
Don't put that in your pussy, Curvy Mary. Yeah. If I can make one request today.
It'd become Bloody
okay,
Mary
so you
very
have
quickly.
A vested interest in the well-being of my vagina.
I'm worried about your pussy.
Wow, okay. I've never seen Jay so caring. For a man that said he couldn't care about something, cares very much about your pussy.
He has that
I
many
said
fucks
I worry
to give.
I can't care about something. That's why I don't tell you things.
You wouldn't care if
that's
it
why
ran
me
away.
And you can't be close. You don't even remember what my sadnesses are.
You can't even be close, like, physically right now.
No, I can't be close to him.
No, he can't keep his hands off me. There'd be no show.
Jay,
no,
I think
I'm
gonna,
here just right in touching
thank
distance.
You.
You're going to really appreciate Finally. This story, Jay.
Yes.
Because it involves my running.
Oh, good, good. Shannon, if you would.
There you go.
Okay.
So I will say this. It's been a year and a half of me doing the running, yeah. right? And when I first started running, I felt like there was no kinship with me and the other runners.
Sure.
But in the past 3 or 4 months, I do get these a lot. Up like when I'm running, it makes me feel good, right? I feel like I'm looked at as one of their peers, right? So I feel a little more confident.
What a lame world to aspire right? to be in.
Just
you used to want to be a rock and roller through not playing music.
You own a fucking business.
I feel good about it now, but let me tell you what happened. This will make you happy.
You fuck hot chicks.
I bet you're dressed like an ass.
You'd love what I. Oh my god, you'd make
mafia.
So tight.
Please tell
tights?
Me you wear the shorts.
No, I wear shorts. Of course, I wear.
No,
shorts.
No,
are they the padded butt ones, like for bikers? Because I have a feeling
I'm
you would.
I'm running. Why would you wear?
I'm saying, is it?
It's shorts.
But running shorts.
Running shorts.
Short shorts.
No, I have shorts that come down to about mid thigh.
Oh god,
and then it goes a little further with black underneath.
Black,
like a tight.
Wait,
thing?
You wear the same
tight
pair
tight.
Of shorts
yeah,
every
but,
time?
Yeah, but it still stays above my knee.
Yeah, but the compression underwear.
Yeah, compression
of.
Underwear. Yeah.
With short shorts over, though.
No, it's one thing. It's one short.
It's connected?
You can run
it's connected. Yeah, it's great.
Like they, skorts?
It's great. It's great.
Oh,
no,
I
it's
love
so
a
super
good
comfortable.
Sport.
Oh, you're like a Chinese
super
schoolgirl.
Comfortable. No underwear. They wear that. It's very comfortable.
Weird. And then what do you go up
no.
on top?
The compression shorts
a running
underwear.
T-shirt.
What does that mean?
Yeah, it's a brand that makes for so that the sweat wicks away. So you're not like a cotton t-shirt.
Moisture wicking, sure.
Yeah, a cotton t-shirt.
But is it loose?
Like Under Armour?
It's loose.
Anti-chafing on the nipple.
Yeah, I have to. I have to put.
Ralph, can what? You please take a picture of you?
Also, by the way, you will hate. I wear a running belt, but that holds water. That's super gay.
A corset?
Say again? Like a corset? No, like a little.
Why don't you do the backpack with the hoses?
I don't. I think it would weigh too much. But what happened? I think it would weigh too much. And I think I would carry on a long run 4 bottles of water on my belt.
Why do you think that's a better idea than having the Camelback?
I don't know. I've never tried it. Maybe, but also I tried one on once and it was too small for me. They say they make bigger ones, but I couldn't find one. But it's worth trying. I just think it would really feel heavy and sweaty.
Just ask me for fat bitch tips. I know where to buy all the big versions of everything.
I'll try it. I'll try it. I'm not against.
Not Louis Vuitton. They're one size only.
Oh, they
found that out with their bag straps.
Really? So
I was gonna go full fucking ghetto fab and get one,
boy.
And then the strap. Look, it was splitting my tits in half.
They really make only one size for everything?
Oh, the strap. Oh. Yeah. And the guy was like, you can get a strap from anywhere, though, and change the strap. I go, well, then why am I buying this thing from here?
Exactly.
Idiot.
So I'm doing my run, and I'm feeling pretty good. And a girl on a bike comes past me.
Yes.
Right? I assume this, I can't say for sure, but she felt that I looked
good. You'd be the perfect shopping partner?
That I looked good enough from the back to warrant a look back.
It's the padded shorts.
Okay? So she looks back at me, and when she looks back, she makes such a look of disappointment and disgust.
Yeah.
It's like, how did I ever think that guy might be?
Because from the back, she thought you were a gay guy. When she's in the front, she goes, guys wouldn't fuck that.
Whatever it was. But it broke my heart. I'm running, and a girl, like, she was pretty on a bike. She looks back and goes, oh, and then just away.
Do you wear a running hat?
I do.
What the fuck is a running hat?
A hat. I know it's a hat.
Is it like a Where's Waldo hat? Right?
It's like a Nike, hat, sort of. Like it looks like that. Well, not like that, but
no,
it's
like a golf hat.
It's a golf hat, like that.
Yeah.
Oh, with the wind flaps and such?
No,
Ralph,
no, just a regular.
Do you got sunglasses that have a lot of points on them?
I don't wear sunglasses. I do wear headphones.
You don't wear sunglasses where you just keep them behind your neck?
Ralph's got the Oakleys over the head and clip on.
I do wear a hat. Sometimes I wear a visor. Instead of a hat.
Does it have the clear brim with just the color on it? So it shows how sassy you are?
They're black.
He's not a 1920s poker dealer. He's not writing Schindler's List.
Well, he's those not the only two times I've ever seen those visors. He madly turns out every night, I'm sure.
Old accountant.
Yeah. I got to save more. That was my Liam Neeson.
I will take a picture of my next, of tomorrow morning, of my running outfit for you.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we need the photo. I need to see this.
I think I look adorable. I wrote something here, and I don't
tomorrow even morning, I'll be on a plane.
Clearly, you only look adorable from the back, not from the front.
Not from the front. It was really, it broke my heart, but it made me laugh for about 20 minutes that I was made fun of, that she was disappointed.
Well, at least you don't have people telling you that if you just keep at it, you'll end up like them someday, because that's what I get at the gym.
Oh, do you?
Yep.
I don't get that. I just get, I get these now.
I quit. it wasn't the reason I quit CrossFit, but one thing I hated about it when I did it, for as much as I liked it, was that the communal thing. It was like, if you were the last one, which I tended to be, they want everyone to stand in a circle around you and keep cheering you on.
Oh, my God.
And I go, I'll leave if we continue. Like, there's no way I'll put a bunch of jacked people cheering on a fat person doing sit-ups. Yeah, I'm all right.
That sounds
CrossFit
awful.
Is a cult.
I also hated that they don't really care about your form. They just want you to do it.
Well, that's why I think I have permanent back problems from CrossFit.
Yeah, no, they teach everybody to do it wrong, and so you hurt yourself.
No, they teach you how to do it right, and then they go, all right, 7 minutes, do as many as you can. If you're last place, you're a piece of shit. So you start panic lifting weights, which is not the way to do it. No, it was terrible.
One of the guys from CrossFit.
But best shape I was ever in, though.
One of the guys in CrossFit really fucked himself up. He was in like the CrossFit competition. He's like one of the lead guys and fucked himself up permanently.
Yeah, it's wild. It's great, though, if there's an apocalypse.
Is it Zach Wild?
It is Zach Wild.
Just your cardio is that good?
Just all the moves that you would ever need to do, pulling yourself up. Yes, exactly. All those things.
There's one right over here
called apocalypse training. It really is. Like, I got to get up a thing, and all I have is like a ledge to grab onto. You know what I mean? All
right. That sounds pretty dope.
But it's all like, so the movements were all that kind of shit.
You went to the one here?
A lot of jumping and stuff.
The one here in the
village? No. I was out in Long Island. I've been there for like 2 years. It was the best shape I was ever in, but I mean, boy, oh boy.
I tried it for like a week and I hated that nobody gave a fuck if you're doing things right. And I felt like I'm gonna fucking hurt myself, and I stopped doing it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I see.
That's nice. Last thing I'm starting with, a quick little story.
That's cool. It doesn't work. The good news is you can bench press 300 pounds.
325, I said, I think.
Oh, this idiot.
What?
No,
right now?
No, now I can't. I can't.
But three months ago,
I thought I could, and I couldn't.
325?
I stopped at 250. Thank I almost you, killed myself.
Thank you, Chris.
I was delusional. I'm a delusional.
That's insane.
Let me explain something. If you ever listen to the show, I hit on women way above my pay grade. I think I look better than I do. I am a delusional man.
Yeah, but look. Women get drunk. Weights do not.
I used to be able to. I thought I could do one. Just like I thought I could do a pull-up that time. I'm delusional.
A pull-up at least makes sense.
I couldn't do it. I can't do it. I still don't think I could do it right now.
You wait. You couldn't do a pull-up like a year and a half ago.
No.
And 3 months ago, you thought you could bench press 325 pounds.
I'm a moron. What can I do?
Have you done a pull-up in your life?
I used to be able to do pull-ups well, but now I can't. No.
Stop saying well.
Well, for sure. For sure.
I think it's the tell when he's lying. He says, well...
Yeah.
I'm talking about like 8 years ago.
Okay. What do you describe as well?
Three sets of clean 10 pull-ups.
Okay, that's not well.
How is that not well?
That's pretty good.
It's not bad. First of all, it's not true.
What's your metric?
Second, I'm telling you, these guys, that CrossFit thing, people in that class, they have to do like 50.
Oh, the kip-ups are yelling.
That's not well. That's exceptional. That's like rare.
It's not that rare.
What is a normal set of anything? 10.
10 to 12, yeah.
Yeah, that's a
him.
Set.
But do it well.
It's how many sets you do that
I didn't
matters.
Say I'm great at it.
These are also lies.
Oh, so which one is it?
Yeah, he
that
said
you don't
well
believe
again.
Me or that that's not a good metric?
You did one set of seven. You struggled with the last
You're
two.
You're full of shit.
I watched you.
That was, but that was not fucking 3 years ago. That was like a... Well, no, sorry.
I don't know. When he was in breakdancing
shape... 5 years ago. It was like 5 years ago.
When he was in breakdancing shape, he could probably do some
pull-ups. That was for sure. I was in breakdancing shape. I was good, but that's like 30
When he was in breakdancing shape, he didn't do pull-ups.
No, aren't you too tall to breakdance?
I was 5'7 at the time.
You got to do the freezes. It's got to be good for your forearms.
That's when you can do pull-ups when you're 5'7.
No, dude, he was the glider. His brother was the freezes.
Oh.
Ralph's the glide wizard.
Jay knows a lot about my breakdancing history.
Gee whiz?
Talking about Gee Whiz?
Hey, let me get closer to Curvy Mary.
Yes.
Gee Whiz is Ralph's old name. You're the only person I've ever told that to.
It's true.
It's true.
It's true. Gee Whiz stands for Glide Wizard.
Glide Wizard.
I thought G stood for Grelf.
Grelf. Grelf. No, Glide Wizard.
Gee Whiz. Grandmaster Gee Whiz or?
It was my breakdancing and it was my tag.
No, I wasn't a DJ. Your tag?
Yeah, I did some graffiti a couple times, really bad.
Okay. Well, this.
Couple times.
I don't even have to look back at Shannon. Shannon knows what I meant to do there was look back at her.
I can still do a little bit of it.
What did you do, draw boobs?
No, we would, which is so stupid because I was an entitled white kid, and I would go to like the local high schools and tag my name on the fucking side of the wall for reason.
With a marker?
With spray paint.
Okay.
So stupid. Like there was no reason to do it. Do you not believe I would do it, that I didn't do it? Is that you think I never did it?
No, I know. And then you got out of that before the...
Heat
got too hot, and then you went into breaking into the Pentagon with your hacking skill.
Yeah,
no, good.
7,000 lifetimes.
Yeah, I've lived a lot of lives.
You made the sale, dude. Curvy Mary will fuck you.
I lived a lot of lives, Jay.
I already won a date with him. Where is the fucking?
It's coming.
Okay.
You have to win that, too.
When are you going to disappoint me sexually, Ralph? When is it going to happen?
Anytime you want. It's going to always be disappointing.
Okay, right here on this table right now. There we
go. That'd be more embarrassing and disappointing. All right, before we go any further, these guys have been a sponsor forever. Everybody loves them. Why? Because it's home of the $60 kilo. Yo, Kratom. One of my friends, Alan, every time I see him, he goes, yo, Kratom. And I say, yo, Kratom. That's how we say hello to each other. It's a true story. Shannon's looking at me like, shit, it is a true story. That's what he says to me every time he sees me. And they have, they're not only the home of the $60 kilo, but it's high quality curated Kratom at wholesale prices direct to you. Every time I see Shannon, she has that bottle of Kratom in her. What's that blend you love, Shannon?
Trainwreck. Yeah, they have a mix of like a bunch of, in my opinion, the best strains all mixed together, and they're the only place you can get it.
Yeah, and that's something that you kind of, I don't mean to be telling tales out of school.
Mm-hmm.
Is it something you have every day?
Yeah, I don't drink, I don't have caffeine or anything because I'm sensitive to everything. So I put a little bit in a mason jar and I just kind of sip at it.
Yeah, and you do it at home. You fill it up with water and the Kratom, and you figured out whatever your right ratio is.
Yep.
And you just sip it throughout the day and it just keeps you feeling good.
Yep.
All right, that's yokratom.com. Is it also $60 or are those more? Is that one more?
No, everything's $60.
Everything's $60. So you cannot go wrong at yokratom. All of our fans know this. Shannon is a big advocate. Go get some train wreck and start feeling like Shannon. Why not? Yokratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. Right shipped to your door. No questions asked. All right, let's get back into it. All right, so Jay, one last quick story, just because it's funny, because it involves your co-host, Lewis, and my business partner, Lewis. I believe...
Neither of our friends.
I believe, and you guys can agree or disagree with this, half of his... First of all, 90% of his fans are men. Is that fair to say?
Yes.
Okay. Half of those men want to be him. The other half want to fuck him, is what I believe.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So I got a DM.
I think that's a big L line.
Is that?
No.
Who? All right. Anyway. So I got a DM this week. It said, it was last week maybe, that your business partner took it too far and I'm canceling my membership. Right?
Okay.
And I said, well, this is not the first time I've gotten a message like this and I'm sorry. But whatever I can do to make it feel better,
Wait, something you said on a show.
On a show, right? And I said, look, this is the business we're in. We tend to push buttons. I'm sorry if it was offending you. And he says, well, I'm a first responder. And I don't even know what he said exactly. I couldn't tell you, but he was upset. And he said, I've been a fan for 7 years, and now I'm canceling my membership. So I said, so I know Legion pretty well. The rape jokes, the baby jokes, the racist jokes, all of that is fine, but first responder jokes takes it too far, right? And he says, all right, give me a month free and I'll let it go. And I don't want to take a chance you're gonna be offended again. So let me just gonna give you your money back for that and we'll cancel your membership. And then 2 days later he reaches out to me and says, I spoke with Lewis, we're fine now, I'm resubscribing. And I said, I'm sorry your man crush fucking upset you.
What was the joke?
He didn't say. Something about a first responder and Brendan Schaub. I don't know what it was, but it's just crazy.
I know what it was. Yeah. It was about the thing with Brendan Schaub and how he like saved the family on the
was
side
it on
of
Skanks?
The road. Yeah, it was on Skanks. He didn't talk about it directly. He was like joking round about it without directly mentioning it. And he started the show by saying that he saved a family on the side of the road that Lewis did. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of like a reference to that,
but
didn't actually mention it. So that's what it is.
But what amazes me, and look, I'm not a comic as we all know, but what amazes me over and over again is how all these other things don't bother you, but when it's the one thing that matters to you, how fucking angry they get, it's crazy.
About that, Ralph.
I know, but it just gets so frustrating because I'm the one to get these fucking.
And dogs. When you say it to them, it befuddles them every time.
Yeah.
When you say that, you go, okay, so it's like that aggressive anal rape joke was not a problem, but when I talked about, you know, people with clinical depression.
Yeah, it's so weird.
You got freaked out because you have clinical depression?
Yeah, it's so fucking weird.
The butt fuck rape, nothing? Yeah, nothing on that?
Nothing
no one
at
close
all.
To you had that happen to
that's
them?
That's totally fine.
Which Special Olympics gymnast would you fuck? No problems.
No problems with that, yeah.
It's so weird. I don't know.
It was just hottest to least hot Special Olympics gymnastics girls. It wasn't which one.
I'm just saying you guys have a bit called Who's Most Justified Saying the N-Word?
Yes.
Right.
It is weird. That was his line.
That is weird.
First responders.
Though. First responders, which I don't know. Anyway, I just wanted to get that off my chest so that dude, I don't know if he listens to this show, but it just really irked
me. I don't know if I want my first responders so okay with the N-word.
They are.
They totally are. All right. So, Shannon, we are going to do Never Have I Ever again. And so I know I kind of dropped this all on you today, Shanoonies, and thank you for picking up the ball and going with it. So let's just go through the ground game here, please.
Okay, so it's the traditional drinking game, Never Have I Ever. I have a list here of about 15, but we'll see how far we get into it. So I'm going to say a statement, Never Have I Ever made out with a guy. If you have made out with a guy, you drink. If you haven't, you don't. And then we'll go through the list. Mary, since she's here with us, she's going to be a great sport. And for each of the things that she has done, she's also going to remove an article of clothing.
Wait, I'm the only one getting naked?
That's right.
No, yeah, you and Chris.
You and Chris.
I would have gotten a wax.
I'm going to get naked just from behind, though, because that's apparently how I look good.
Yeah, Shannon's getting naked, too. Don't worry.
Yeah.
You can bear one cheek at a time. I'll give you a little extra.
Sure. That sounds like a movie. All right, so
by the time this game's over, I want Curvy Mary fucking raw puss right on that fucking logo.
Lifting the logo up.
Fuck yeah.
All right, Shannon, let's get started.
Why do you want to see a pussy do such feats of activity?
I find it fascinating. Yeah. Do we all have alcohol?
Hey, Mary, can you open a door with a key?
Car
with
door,
your pussy?
Please. Do you have the alcohol in front of you, Jay? You need to pour your.
Can I get a beer? I do a beer. I'm dry.
Yeah, I'll do another beer too.
I'm gonna do mine with beer.
I'm gonna puss. Have to pardon my reach.
Yes. By the way,
I'll do a couple of.
Or I'll do. Yeah, I mean, it's early enough. I still have 2 hours of skanks I gotta be
right.
For. So.
What do you want? You do vodka.
I'll do a little vodka, but I do want a beer also.
Two beers are coming.
By the way, Mary bought it right before the show started. It was
how
wild.
Did you not get that on camera? I need that
she
for the
shit?
Mary
she,
Falls compilation.
It's slow motion.
Where'd she shit?
Right there.
Yeah, oh. I'm wearing my porn heels.
It was wild to see because it happened like I was totally in slow motion. I didn't think you were going to totally bite it, but you bought it.
Okay, I bite it about
it,
once a week. I'm pretty sure I am completely unable to die at this point. I am immortal.
It reminded me
because you fell twice and lived.
No,
it's a pretty low.
Oh my
standard.
God! Please, you know what?
I have fallen.
I got
all
both
over
feet
the
off
world.
The ground today. I think I can fly. I'm gonna hop off a fucking building.
No, I travel a shit ton, and I'll tell you all the exotic places I've fallen and bit it, and I have the bruises and scars to prove it.
I don't know. It reminded me for some reason when the weedest guy slid down the stairs.
Dude, he ate a fat wad of shit. He had guitars and amps.
He really
with him and
fucking.
Shit. He had two different guitars with him.
Fucking really made
fucking
me laugh.
Ass. Ass hit grass.
I thought for sure the show was not going to happen because he went down the whole flight of stairs.
And I didn't know his name. So I was Wheatus.
Hey, Mr. Wheatus. It was Wheatus.
Oh, no, Wheatus.
Should I open that for you with my vagina?
Yes.
I loosened it.
Please do. Oh, my God. I got so excited. I
just so you don't think I'm weak, I loosened it.
all right. So, Shannon, we're going to get this started. Everyone have alcohol in front of them?
Yes, sir.
All right. And
Paul and I are also playing.
Good. And Bobby, why are you not playing? What are you, puss?
I have to drive.
Who gives a shit?
You
gonna do skanks.
You
got
to
get here for 2 hours.
That's true.
Bobby, yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Bobby.
I'm now.
Bobby.
All right.
Bobby.
Take
Bobby.
A cup.
Bobby.
Bobby. Bobby.
Bobby.
Bobby, by the time this game's over, I want to see your raw pussy on that logo.
Yeah, Bobby, lift the logo with your pussy.
Are we going to make lesbian porn after this? Because
just
I'm totally down.
Just use a screw, silly putty, pull it off.
Yeah, that'd be fucking impressive. So. Wow, for someone that's not going to drink, you want
to Bobby's
got
a hairy pussy, though.
If I'm
going to
do it, I'm going to do it.
I've seen it. He goes all natural.
Uh-oh.
He says he lives a French
good thing
lifestyle.
I'm not afraid of a bush.
A French lifestyle, he calls it.
Am I?
That's just the French nude beaches, according to Home Alone.
Am I right? It's been a while since we played this game, so I'm sorry, my memory's not great, but you're just going to say the thing, and if we've done it, we drink.
Yes.
And we explain.
Well, Shannon, how are you playing if you made the questions?
Well,
I can still say if I did the thing or not.
Yeah, that's fine.
She prepared?
I think she made sure she's not drinking a ton, though.
I mean, I don't do anything, Jay, anyway. I don't have sex, so I'm not going to
don't curse me out.
That's right. Fucking put him in line.
I don't want to be cursed out.
Yeah. Shannon, dial it back.
I have an early flight tomorrow.
Wait, at which point do I remove an article of clothing anytime anybody's done anything?
I think if you don't, if you didn't do it, just like you'd be... No,
okay, just me. I'm the only... Okay, so just normal stripping rules.
Very like, when we say so.
When I tell you.
Settle down, you fucking kidnapper.
Whip out those tits and your fucking vagina that does things.
I already have before.
All right, you ready, Shannon?
Yep. Okay, first one.
I bet you could pick up that cup with her pussy.
That cup?
She could flip it, lay
my
it
right pussy's
down.
Not that wide.
Yeah, I was going to say, not with her pussy, right. But with her hind, like her butt cheeks.
Probably with my butt cheeks. I do have a very sizable ass.
Yeah. All right.
That prompted some thinking right there. I could hear
I just thought it was crazy to think that your vagina was going to pick that up. I don't know that was going to happen.
No, don't be gross,
he's the one
dude.
That said you said it.
No,
not me.
Stop it.
You're a fucking animal.
Oh, maybe you should learn her work from Sizable Ass Quarterly.
She's got some suction going. It might.
I still think it's a bold state. All right, before we keep this craziness going, a couple things. You know that if you're an auto mechanic and you're just a do-it-yourself, work on your car kind of guy, either one of them, anything works. If you just like to work on cars, you probably heard of them. RockAuto.com, the online store with every single auto part imaginable at the best possible prices. They've been around for 20 years. They make your parts super easy to find. You go to these big stores and you're looking around forever. Maybe they don't know what you need. They can never find what you need. The answer is simple. It's rockauto.com. Here's how sure they are that they're the best goddamn prices. There's no promo code. They don't even need one. If you're fixing your car, you're at an auto shop, or you just got to work on your car because you love to do it, you go to rockauto.com. It's the best possible prices for every car guy out there. And just tell them you heard about them on the SDR show. Rockauto.com, the best prices for all things auto parts. All right, let's get back into it. All right, Shannon, let's get this started.
Okay. First question or first statement. Never have I ever been pooped on or pooped on someone else.
Never have I ever, Bobby, have you heard it? Been pooped on or pooped on someone else.
You drink if you've done it.
Right.
So can I ask a question about that?
Sure.
I had anal sex once where I pulled out and there was poop on my dick. Does that
too.
Count?
No, that's not scat porn.
No, we didn't say
I
scat
would say
porn.
For fun, let's say yes.
For funsies, it counts?
Yeah.
Well, all right.
All right, well then, yeah.
We have a bunch of butt fuckers in the room.
So
excuse
you've never
me.
Had that experience?
No, I don't do anal. Would you like me to tell you the story of why I don't do anal?
Yes. I
mean, yes.
Is it because you shit all over a dude?
Wait, Bobby, did you drink?
Yes, I did.
All right, fine.
No, that's because typically somebody tore my
before
asshole.
You tell the story, did Paul and Shannon, you both didn't drink?
Right.
All right.
No, so when I was 23.
Shannon. You don't think someone pulled some fucking mud out of the
plum? Yeah, hell yeah. Back when you were fucking, somebody pulled a little, and they're just nice about it. I've never told a girl that they would
Shannon's
shit on
ever
my
had
dick.
Anal sex.
I haven't had anal sex.
Yeah.
You also
finger.
Should clean out beforehand.
Yeah, finger, something under there.
A finger in your butt, I'm
something
telling you, someone touched
your
a
asshole.
Turd.
Not someone touched
so.
A turd.
I don't think so. I don't think Shannon's done it.
No, like, not entirely. Like, it there may have been, like, the first knuckle they attempted to put it in, and I was like, no.
Oh, well, you do it like that? Like, no.
I know, I suck.
The only time I ever told a girl...
Stop, my cats are watching.
The only time I ever told a girl that happened was she just was spazzing out that she couldn't find her phone and my fucking cock was just reeking of shit. And she was just like, no, you have to help me find my phone. I was like, I have to clean the shit off my dick.
So I'll mark
your
phone with my shit and you'll find it easily.
Yeah.
One problem at a time.
Yeah. let's hear why you don't have anal.
All right, so I was 23. And I went home from goth night with this one dude, and he took me to his fancy-ass loft, and we were fucking on the couch. His roommate walks in, and he stands there for about 5 minutes. We didn't know he was watching, and he asks if he could join in. So this is my first two-guy threesome, but they didn't touch each other. It was a lot of me in the middle.
Those guys are fags.
Yes. So, yeah. So dude number one, the one who was fucking me originally, pulls his dick out of my pussy and... right into my asshole without warning and tore it. And I leapt right across the bed and just yelped on like this unhellish fucking yelp. And ever since then.
Did you press charges or just go into porn?
He gave me taxi cab money and that was the end of that evening.
Wow.
Wow. Was it 1955 when this happened?
Was it Don Draper?
No, I'm pretty sure.
Clean yourself up, you whore.
If I were in Mad Men, I would be too busy fucking the secretaries. I'm sorry.
But that's wild. I always wonder about the guy that says, fuck it, I'm just going to throw it out there and see if I can fuck this girl.
I bet he was not a great guy.
No, he couldn't have been.
My guess would be not.
I mean,
cool
he already has a roommate that thinks it's cool just to watch and say, can I join?
Yeah, the whole thing. What a, did you, when he said, well, can I join, did you say yes?
I did.
You did. So you were like, all right,
I
let's
was
have
23
some fun.
And fresh out
and
of a relationship.
You know what, Kirby Mary? You had that anal raping coming to you.
Guess what? I'm a whore.
Shut your mouth.
You
shut
and Janet. That's where you and Janet see eye to eye. All right, Janet, next question.
Never have I ever had sex with more than four people at the same time.
Wait a minute.
More so than?
I'll say four or more. Four or more people at the same time.
Not for lack of
trying. Oh, here goes Ralph's thing.
I am still waiting for my gangbang, goddammit. Somebody needs to pay me to do a gangbang.
Aren't we all?
Do
trains count?
Yeah.
I've been to sex clubs. And I've told
you took
story.
Place at sex clubs?
Yeah.
You took part?
Sure. Uh-huh. And I've had two times. I had sex with four girls at the same time.
How did you get really, so fucking
Bobby,
lucky?
Bobby, you were looking at me before I was looking at you because you know this is bullshit.
Why would I lie?
Okay, yeah, two fivesomes. Okay.
It's the same reason I say that I can open a beer bottle with my pussy.
Yeah.
Because
for,
it's fun.
For the critical acclaim?
Yes.
Bravado.
Bravado, exactly. That's a good word.
Do you believe it, Shannon?
Yes.
I don't like that answer.
Well,
Janet.
I mean, I do because, like, if Ralph.
I worked at a strip club.
And also, he's, like, with all of these drop dead gorgeous girls all the time. I feel like.
They were all strippers. And it was at a strip. There was a girl I was dating for a while, and she brought a couple of other stripper girls over.
Four of them. Twice.
Four of them.
How
well,
many
yes,
of them
twice.
Were sober?
None of us.
Okay.
And just two check. Of them were.
How many of them? Better question, how many of them were legal age? One.
One of them.
Ralph.
Me.
And was this in the United States of America?
How many of them were dudes?
Yeah. Three. But also...
How many were Taiwanese sex slaves?
I was, for a while, going to whatever. Sex clubs pretty often. Like, I had a girl that was, like, into chicks, and we would go to sex parties. That happened a lot.
So many of your stories lead me to believe you used to live in Thailand or something.
No, yeah. I'm a creepy guy. So I'm
no,
a really
there's
creepy
sex clubs around.
Yeah.
There's
a lot you're of a Costa Rican there. Lady boy,
we
if you ask
me. What's it called? Chessmates or something? It's a really shitty one here in the city. It's really gross. We tried a couple of...
Yeah, good.
No, it was horrible. It was horrible. No,
Chessmate sounds like the
Ralph.
Worst checkmates, fucking checkmates, dating
checkmates,
app
checkmates,
ever.
Checkmates.
Swinger Ralph.
Did you ever see Kung Fu Elliot? You ever see that movie?
No.
You should watch, dude, there's an orgy scene that takes place in this Canadian suburb, and it's like a sex party. It's just like fat guys sitting around, like jerking tiny dicks. You got to watch this movie.
The fucking, was it Bruno? Me and Kurt were just talking about this Metzger. Bruno was when he went to the sex party, and he was looking at the guy, kept telling the guy to look him in the eyes, like, look me in the eyes. Look me in the eyes. And the guy's like, get out of here, man. He's like, fucking. He's like, get out of here, dude. He's like, no, look, look. Look at me. Look at me. Just trying to get a look at him. That's so creepy. I went to a swingers like place once where they took over like a place. It was like a spa kind of thing. It was like a swingers party. And like my ex-wife got a bartending gig there. So she bartended and they said, I can come. So I went and like watched stuff happen. I didn't do anything.
They said you could come?
Yeah.
One time I went to a swing party with this really hot girl, and we walk in, and there was a dude that she had always wanted to fuck. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh my God, there's whoever, right? And she just leaves me, and I don't see her the rest of the night. I'm just a dude by myself at a club that nothing happened. I just went home. And then like hours later, she texted me, like, where'd you go? I was like, I couldn't do anything. I had nobody.
Is that how the four girls story really ended?
No, that's another story though. I was
about to have an eightsome.
It went down to a foursome.
I had a girl like girls like guys who like other guys like girls.
Yeah. Shannon, next question.
Never.
I feel like I can't be honest with you, Jay.
I feel like you can't either.
Never have I ever stimulated a man's prostate or had your prostate stimulated.
Okay, finally.
By a man.
Finally.
No. Just in general.
In general.
Oh.
Jay and I had that done together on the show.
A Paul drink.
I mean, I've had a finger in my ass, but I've never had anybody really go for it, so I don't think that counts.
All right.
It feels like it's sort of uncomfortable.
Question time. What part of my clothing do I remove now?
Oh.
It's dealer's choice.
That's a
butt plug.
Butt plug? I don't have one in right now. Sorry.
Figures.
Only Ralph does.
Ralph, you the only one to wear your butt plug today? Are me and you the only ones who wore our butt plugs?
I had mine on.
Toe rings. Take off all your toe rings.
I mean, I think logically it should be the top.
Bobby, what do you think? The top,
well,
you
say?
Well,
this is a bodysuit, actually.
Oh, that's weird. So then it's got to be the jeans.
The skirt. The skirt has to come off first. I'm wearing a denim skirt.
All right, so then it's got to be that. That's logical. Okay.
Dungaree skirt.
Dungaree
skirt. Jodie Foster and the Accused.
Really, I know he bailed, but I really wish Justin was here.
Yeah. Yeah, he said he had to.
There we go.
He said he had to do work. I told him there was going to be a naked girl. He ran.
if he said naked guy, he'd probably be here.
He ran for the hills.
There we go.
This is
Thank
a special occasion
Bobby,
because I am wearing panties.
Easy with the zooms, would you?
Bobby, take a step back.
Class it up a little bit.
Jesus.
What's wrong with you, Bobby?
Even my boyfriend, who is obsessed with my ass, does not zoom in on my butt.
I mean,
pictures.
Really?
Bobby,
dude.
Have some respect for yourself.
Your boyfriend.
And be careful, that vagina can open up cans.
I don't know if you know
it's
this.
It's not cans, it's just
bottles.
Vagina
can open up beer bottles and her ass is sized enough to pick up fucking cups.
Remember the time we had that girl that fake threw ping pong balls at her?
Her undercarriage is like a Roomba.
No, I would think it would be really easy to squirt ping pong balls out of your pussy. I mean,
she faked it.
I would try.
Remember that?
I would try.
She just said she would try to squirt a ping pong ball out of her pussy.
The time we did it on the show.
Oh yeah, so let's not live in the now.
We don't have ping pong balls here. Where are we getting them?
Sunny and Annie.
Ping pongs and Sunny and Annie for sure.
Sells ping pong balls.
Yes,
for beer pong.
Who is the PA who's being chased to the bodega right now to buy a bunch of ping pong balls?
Alex is doing nothing out there.
Alex, get your ass.
Alex, will you fucking get some ping pong balls for Curvy Mary's pussy?
What is wrong with you?
I will lay right on the logo. Right there.
We need the skinniest possible girl to go buy ping pong balls for Curvy Mary's pussy.
Please. And when they ask you, what do you need them for, say.
Just say pussy popping.
Curvy Mary's pussy popping.
Pussy popping, and then I'll twerk, and that's the real pussy popping.
If they have a wiffle ball back, grab that too, because I'm going to try to take a swipe at these things when they come out.
Dude,
that's a way
trust
better
ball. My aim is going to be good. I'm going to be able to pop it wherever the fuck I want.
We should bring bring that game back.
Yeah, you can put a little bit of schmutz on it.
A little English on it.
Yeah, I went fucking English. I went Chris Bond. You going? Here you go.
Curvy Mary, if you can pull that off, we got to bring that game back. We got to bring back ping pong pussy playoffs.
I would totally fucking do it. What are you talking about? Next time
we get a whole
town.
Beer league going. I mean,
yeah,
really.
We did that. We did it 5 years ago, I guess. Right? Is that about right?
No, that was the girls that should shoot eggs out.
Yeah, but there was ping pong balls, and we had paddles, eggs? And we had different point buckets around the room.
She faked it.
That's what I just said.
Stop yelling at me.
You never listened to me, Jay.
What do you mean she faked it?
She was like holding it and flinging it out. It was total
that's
nonsense. Kinda,
yeah, no,
she
that's
was like,
bullshit.
She was lying. It wasn't in her pussy being shot out. She would put it like by her pussy and then
fling
go,
it.
She'd go one, two, three, rock four, and then she would like fling it with
and
her fingers.
Then she would say, everybody close your eyes and pay no attention to what I'm doing.
I do Kegels. My pussy is get it right, get it tight.
Yeah, well, we're in Kegel classes together.
Yeah.
Upper West Side.
That's
real
right.
Ritzy shit. Lower East assholes probably don't even know.
If that's true,
it's
I think
next
you
door
definitely
to the CrossFit
went to the
studio.
You went to the wrong CrossFit, Jay, if that's what you're doing.
Yeah, you don't even know what I'm doing right now. It's crazy what I'm doing.
All right, before we go any further, these guys have been our sponsors, I'm going to say, for 3 years. I could be wrong on that, but close enough. It is Blue Chew and their chewables. You know how much we love the Blue Chew chewables. It is chewable. Basically, let's say what it is. It's boner pills. You want to get harder, stronger erections. The best way to do it is via Blue Chew, bluechew.com, and use the code SDR and get access quickly. You get approved by a doctor. You pay just $5 shipping. The actual Blue Chew chewables are free. It's the same ingredients as the other guys, but because it's chewable, it happens faster. You know we're big fans of it. Big J uses it. I use it. Shannon even keeps some on hand in case she ever gets laid, which will never fucking happen.
One day.
One day, Shannon's going to get a Blue Chew boner from a dude and really split her in half. You think, Shannon, how about this? Quick question before we go any further. It is now, as we're doing the show, it is September.
Uh-huh.
By June, which is eight months away, is that right? 9 months away, whatever that is, right?
Uh-huh.
The chances of you getting laid, if you had to put money on it, by June. That's 9 months.
Slim to none. And in June is when I'll be 40, so then I'm really never
going
to
get I won't even see you anymore. That's what will happen at 40. You disappear. But BlueChew.com, it's an online prescription service. No doctor visit. Super easy to deal with. Chewables show up in a discreet package. Just use the code SDR, and that first order is absolutely free. You just pay the $5 shipping. BlueChew.com. Chew it, then do it. All right, let's get back into it. All right, as they get the ping pong balls,
dude, I'm barreling up.
Let's go to the next question, Shanoons.
Never have I ever had sex on an airplane.
I actually have not done that yet.
No one has.
Nope.
No.
It's too hard to even get my ass in there alone.
I can't fit in that room by myself.
Yeah, it's too small. These aren't the bathrooms of the 90s.
I try to sleep on an airplane. I hate it.
I just take a Xanax and sleep through the whole flight.
Yeah, so never watch. All across the board, nobody.
Yep, nobody.
Wow. Bunch of pussies.
A rub over the pants.
So she's got to take something else off now.
Oh, yeah.
I do?
Yeah.
Ralph.
I haven't fucked in a bathroom of an airplane, though.
Right. Well, if you haven't, is when we didn't, you don't drink.
Oh, because she drinks.
I'm sorry.
I drinks when I do.
You're right. I apologize. I'm wrong.
Yep.
And then she drinks and then takes off.
I got enthusiastic. I apologize. Go ahead, Shannon.
Never have I ever used a household item as a sex toy.
Okay. I've done that.
Oh.
But I'm trying to think. A household item.
I always think how much it's okay my stepmother doesn't like me because how much I fucked her couch when I was younger.
Would you like to know what the weirdest
whiskey bottle
household item is that I fucked?
I want to hear around the room. I'm just trying to make sure I'm thinking first if I ever did. I don't think I have.
You never picked up something in your living room and shoved it in a girl's snatch?
Yeah, no, you got to stick a cucumber up your bussy.
That makes no sense to me.
Like a sex toy.
But you didn't like hump a thing around your house when you were a kid?
When I was like 8. Does that count?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not insertion.
I don't think that's a sex toy.
I was like 11 fucking a couch and then peeing because I thought it's a becoming worse.
I'll drink for that, but I assumed you meant what he said.
How
many pillows? Grabbing something out of the fridge and shoving it.
Sure, that also.
I have not done that.
Okay, but it's not.
You never used a fucking, you never put like a remote control next to your cock to see if it was the same size as the remote control?
That's not, also, I don't look at that right. I thought it meant like in a sexual.
Yeah. Way.
That's
you're measuring your dick for what? Nothing sexual?
No. I just fucking want to know how big my dick is. That doesn't count.
My dick is one Comcast remote.
Yeah. All right, I guess I'm
the old
drinking.
Rectangular cable vision joints, you know?
How many Apple TV remotes halves is your dick length?
A barrel.
No, I don't have Apple TV, so I can't answer that question.
Oh, excuse me.
Step in the now,
Amazon Fire.
I don't own any Apple products. So what was the thing that you were going to say, the product you used?
Okay, the weirdest thing that I stuck up my vagina probably would have to be a ballet trophy.
Aw.
Was it yours?
It was mine.
What was What was the position of the ballerina on the top of the trophy? She must have been doing this thing, right?
She was doing
it
this.
It wasn't like a pirouette kind
no,
of thing.
No, I also, no, this is things that I used to do when I started to masturbate. I also.
With a condom?
No.
Really?
No. Wow. I was like 12. I also would take shampoo bottles and like suck my nipples into them, and they would like squeeze them, and that felt really
good.
You're
a MacGyver.
Wow.
Yeah, I also stuck my pussy
You're
under the tub
your
faucet.
Nipples at that time. That's
no,
nice.
No. So like I would have a shampoo bottle on my nipple, and I'd have my pussy under the tub faucet, and that'd be a good time when I was 12.
Yeah, tub faucet's a big thing for you.
Tub faucet is a good fucking
from
thing.
From what I understand.
Yeah. What did you, besides fucking your furniture, was in your adult life, what did you grab and use in a sexual manner?
I don't know. I can't think of anything. Probably nothing, but I'm saying I remember fucking that couch was the answer for me.
I don't know. I think at least 3 cucumbers have gone up these asses. Let's just be sure.
No,
about
I tell
that.
You.
Food,
for sure.
I've never involved food in sex.
No. Really?
Yeah, I don't like it.
Cucumber is the classic except homemade dildo.
The girl I lost my virginity to said she loved tapioca pudding and said she wanted to, like, lick it off my dick, and she opened one of those handy pack snacks and just Abe Lincoln headed my fucking dong.
Did she secretly have a yeast infection?
I don't know, but I'll tell you what I had. Those fucking little tapiocas in my beaver for a week.
Your beaver? Your bussy, you mean?
My fucking man bush.
Remember I told you that I got grapefruited, that whole stupid thing I did.
Did you carve a hole in a grapefruit?
A girl did it. She had this whole plan for me, and it was the dumbest thing.
Well, you never saw the video of the fucking...
She showed it to me.
Yeah.
Grapefruit juice in your dick
everywhere.
Hole.
It went everywhere.
How deep in the grapefruit does your dick go?
No, well, she cut a hole and it went around and she was doing this while she
You've never seen that video?
It's
no, apparently
video.
Not.
Have you never seen it with the hood black?
There was several different fruits, I believe.
Well, the black woman.
You know, the hood black chick who's like, you about a grapefruit show, man.
Yeah, and
who's
she makes
got
a crazy
the like,
too.
Chiquita banana hat on fucking all of the fruit.
Her name
on
was Josephine Baker, and she was a pioneer.
I remember picking like a little grapefruit pith and shit out of my vagina forever. It was just horrible.
It's a bussy.
Pussy.
Are we having ping pong balls? Is that what's going on?
I think someone went to get. I think they're back. Is that it ready? No.
Oh, really?
Not. I think maybe he was.
You got to get me naked first before I do the ping pong thing.
She's
sorry.
She's not wrong.
She's not wrong. Shannon, next one.
Okay, real quick. First, I have the blowjob or the grapefruit.
Show that first. Here we go.
Be a woman of your word. Now, you have to get his penis erect. So what you're going to do is just suck his dick. That's like you said you were going to do.
She's doing about 2 inches right there.
That's Maya Angelou.
Cucumber.
Once he's nice and white, what you're going to do is replace the grapefruit from your mouth. You're going to twist up and down on his shaft and suck the head at the same time.
She wrote a...
They took the noise out. Why
did they take the noises out? YouTube probably cracked out.
Yeah, the noise.
No,
is what,
she's not getting to Dick Narnia. I'm sorry, she's not doing it right. She's got to deep throat that shit.
But there was.
Why do you need the grapefruit if you can deep throat that shit?
She made it. Oh, look at that! Ping pong balls are here. Look at you.
Oh, okay. And awesome. They're.
By the way, they'll break those out. You can just get one or two. Just if this ever comes up again, you don't need six.
No, I'm gonna do one at a time.
Ask Dave Smith.
If you load them all in at once and shoot them out rapid fire, though, that's extra points.
She can suck a dick while singing. I know why the caged bird sings.
Please ask Dave Smith if they do the same trick at the Libertarian Conference.
I didn't realize that poem had a tune to it.
Yeah. Well, they cut it out because I guess copyright on the video.
Is that a Disney song now?
No, it's Maya Angelou's poem.
I know, but did Disney do it?
I guess not. I don't know. They blurted it out on the video.
Next one, Shannon.
By the way, just for those keeping count, Bobby, Paul, and I all drank to the last one.
Which was?
The household item as a
okay,
sex
really? Bob, what's Bobby, yours? What was your household item?
Well, I was a horny kid.
He was a horny kid.
So I used to make those sex toys with the paper and towel.
Paper towel?
Oh, with
wait,
vaseline?
An Uzi Susie's not. You made an Uzi Susie? Yeah.
You made a prison toy?
Yes.
Wow.
Damn,
good job.
Shannon, what did
wait,
you
wait, wait. What about a stick of butter?
No.
What did you do, Shannon?
Don't
I can't
weird,
believe
Barry.
No one here's ever fucked one of those, like, you know, the water. I've never actually done, but you know the water tubes they sell at, like, the shore and
yeah,
shit?
Yeah, those are the ultimate, like, free sex toy.
But everybody always says that. I don't know one person that's ever admitted to fucking one of those things.
Water tube?
You know what I'm talking about? The water tube toys. It kind of looks like a
the
finger
water.
Trap.
Yeah, because the girth of your penis has to be about the size of a finger.
Oh, I know
yeah,
what you're saying.
But you can
we're
be, like,
we're
11.
Supposed, it's supposed to, like, squeeze out of your hand, yeah. Right? That thing?
Yeah. Back when you were couch fucking age, I'm sure you could have.
Yeah, probably.
You were good couch.
Yeah, how many pillows have been smirched by
monogamous with the couch?
A lot for me because I would pee because I thought that's what coming was, and then I would just flip the cushion. My stepmother still doesn't like me, and I'm telling you what, she doesn't know why she doesn't like me, but inside that's why.
Oh my God, when I discovered what an orgasm was when I was 14, I spent about a week on the bathroom floor just fingering myself because that was the only place I keep my mom
from
bothering me.
Jay had the love of actually discovering what an orgasm was twice. First when it was pee,
mm-hmm.
and then when it was an actual
can
orgasm.
You believe it?
That's very impressive.
Well, no, then there was the ghost loads when nothing came out.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
That's the first where you're like, oh,
did you
this is
enough
the thing.
To get to ghost loads?
Of course.
Okay.
So wait, you were fucking the couch and then just like acting out a
fuck
cum
couch.
And peeing?
No, I think I was getting that feeling, but because nothing came out, I thought it was supposed, so I was able to squirt a little bit of pee out.
Oh, so I it was thought, just a little bit of pee. You weren't doing a full pee.
So you're
it was
Rick
enough
James-y
that I was
the
like,
couch,
flip that thing.
And you're Rick Jamesy in the couch.
I'm slapping it from the back for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. And you're peeing on it.
When I finish, yeah.
Okay, so did your mother have to clean the couch afterward?
No, my stepmother. No, I'd flip the cushion every day.
Okay.
So she probably never cleaned it ever. It was shitty furniture,
but
too.
If you flipped it every day, it probably reeked.
Oh, my guess would be yes. I'm saying she doesn't know why she hates me, but inside, these are the reasons probably.
Okay, you're worse than a puppy.
Hold on. I want to know Paul's...
Paul and Shannon's
thing.
Household items. Paul, you first.
I also fucked the couch when I was a young man.
Sexy.
The
and
arm
nice.
Or the cushion?
Well, it's right where the cushions meet the couch, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
oh.
It makes a little starfish there for
you.
You.
To,
yeah.
Like, no, sometimes I get it. You got to push it down. Give
no,
it
the only starfish
pressure.
I know is the butthole. I'm sorry.
Shannon, what was your toy of choice in the house?
Just the shower head.
Fair enough. How old were you?
Oh, I mean, I discovered that in my like mid-20s.
God damn it, Shannon.
I know, I'm the worst.
I'm a cave person.
I fucking can't take it anymore with this shit.
I just realized what time it is, and if I'm going to pop this out of my vagina, you guys better get me naked pretty quick.
Oh, yeah, we're almost done soon, so let's do this. Let's get another, let's rapid fire these.
Okay, never have I ever had sex during a wedding reception.
Okay, try again.
Definitely
nobody.
Not.
Nobody. Okay. Never have I ever received a noise complaint because of loud sex.
Try again.
All right.
All right. I have.
Okay.
Come on, Jay.
I'm in hotels a ton.
Oh, that's true. Good
and
point.
Paul also drank.
Paul drank.
I'm always at a hotel with other porn people, so we all just kind of keep it zip-lip just out of respect for each other.
Paul, where were you?
Roommate. Does that count?
That counts. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, my brother got mad
oh,
once.
Oh, yeah.
My brother got mad once.
Girlfriend's roommate then.
Never have I ever had sex with someone I wasn't supposed to have sex with, meaning a friend's partner, a boss.
That is a good question. Oh, well, how about this? I had sex with a girl and found out afterwards that she was...
No, because it's like that you didn't know you weren't
okay,
supposed to.
Okay, so then I'm good.
Oh, that was strong. Okay, so time for another piece.
Okay. I drank, I think, a lot on this one. Shannon, you have a running tally?
My clothing is a tally.
Curvy Mary, Curvy Mary, Curvy Mary, Curvy Mary,
shooting. I shouldn't have worn panties.
Whatever, pussy. Curvy Mary, Curvy Mary, Curvy Mary, Curvy.
All right, no offense, but naked, you look like the boogeyman from Nightmare Before Christmas, all right?
Huh?
I have a dancing oogie boogie, excuse me.
Curvy Mary, Curvy Mary, Curvy Mary.
All right, now you just need to remove the panties, so I need one more question.
We need one more question to make that happen. I like that you're a stickler for the rules.
I like that, too.
Well, rules are rules, Ralph.
Never have I ever reenacted a favorite porn scene during sex.
Try again.
That's a hard one. I mean, like, position-wise? Yeah, like,
I'll be honest, I actually...
Yeah.
I'm gonna take it. No. I did the ragegasm from E-Fucked just to my chick once to be an asshole.
So that counts.
That counts.
Yeah.
I don't think I have.
What was your thought?
A position, but actually the position I'm thinking of was shown to me by an Asian massage parlor prostitute.
Was she in a movie? Because then maybe.
I don't think so.
It was an instructional video.
But yeah, she did a move that is now one of my favorite positions.
May I ask?
Sure. Me laying on my back, knees bent. So feet are planted, but got spread it. Open.
Okay.
Girl on all fours, her legs coming under my legs that are bent. So there's really nothing between
Can we get in that position?
Just put your legs slightly, your knees slightly down, and that's the way I ride. I like to put my feet under your thighs.
Yeah, you know,
like
when a girl goes over your legs, reverse cowgirl, I'm instead, my legs are on the outside, hers are on the inside.
I got you.
That's what it is.
Okay. It's a nice position.
And an Asian prostitute showed me that.
It's much easier to ride when you put your feet under somebody's legs.
Finally, the Asians did something good in life.
Oh, are we going to do calculator jokes now?
All right, Shannon, next one.
Okay.
Hashtag stop Asian.
Well, we got to stop in like 5 minutes here. Okay. Jesus Christ.
Never have I ever lied to someone to get them to have sex with me.
Try again.
I mean, lied?
Yeah. What's a lie?
Something not true.
Oh, excuse me, Bill things. Clinton. Let's talk about the definition of what the word is.
Oh, yeah. I've definitely said sure. Like...
You're guys, of course.
I'm just going to throw this out there.
I'm a girl. I'm honest about
it. It's never like
it.
I love you or anything.
I'm like
that.
Hey, I have a vagina and tits. Fuck me. And they're like,
your tits
okay.
Are staring at me.
No, right it's now. Not that, but I mean, I've definitely said in my life, like, I don't have a girlfriend. Like, to fuck somebody.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a pretty common lie.
Next one. I can't even think of the exact thing. I'm just like, I know I've done that.
I have a thong still on.
Well, okay. Never.
Shannon, would you please?
I'm trying. Come I need on, you guys Shannon, to stop talking. Never have I ever tried. This is not a sexual one. Never have I ever tried to guess a partner's password.
Password?
Yeah. Oh, it's like trying
okay,
to
okay, I've done that.
There we go. Okay.
Finally, it is.
Is Shannon drinking?
I am going to, yes.
I've never done that.
Finally,
yeah, dudes don't ever do that.
It happened to me all in front of my
just get yours.
I don't want
to. Like, if you're in a committed relationship, yeah. I'm always like, just keep it away.
I'm like, yeah.
If I don't have to, if I never have to see this person and I don't find out, good for you.
I am opening ping pong balls. One volunteered itself.
Okay. Oh. He picked himself.
Yes, he did.
Now, if you can make this happen, I'll be really impressed.
I need to get on the table.
Yeah, understandable.
I think this table, I'm worried about this table. Not in a, I don't think it.
Well, that's insulting, Ralph.
No, I just think you got to come right in the center.
Oh, Ralph.
You'll see what I mean. You'll see what I mean.
The tips?
We can steady it. We steady it.
Ooh.
Oh, that's fine. What are you talking about?
It almost bit it the other day. All right, Chenny, can you get that in there?
Ralph, what you're saying is crazy. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bobby coming out like a there creep right in there. Bobby, you fucking creep.
Okay, it's in there.
Okay. And
three.
Cough. Oh!
First try.
Give me another one.
Load it back up.
That was pretty good. That came out better than I thought it would.
Who wants it aimed at them?
Bobby.
Put some English on it. Put some English on it. Oh! Those are not coming out with enough force to do any sort of paddle boarding.
She's lubing up, dude. She's lubing up.
I'm just saying.
I put it deeper in.
What we could get is one of those field goals for like football.
Alex just walked in from outside. There you go.
Let's call it.
Oh, shut up.
I'll tell you my favorite thing. She's peeing all over your table, Ralph.
I saw that. Enjoy. I think we should call it.
Now, one more, I think. One more squirt of pee. Oh, we got another one. Make this one count. Should we double up? Let's double up. Can we double up?
I really hope my mom is watching.
Me too. Hey, Jennifer Esposito, what's up?
I'm sad your mom didn't make it in tonight, Ralph.
Oh, my mom would have been
Bobby
right next to Kirby
and
Mary.
And Tom. Pow. Pow.
Okay, let's call it. one more question, we'll wrap it. Unless you have the, Jen, do you have the totals right now?
All right, I don't want to hear shit about using coasters in here anymore.
Where are the paper towels now?
Yeah, let's call it. We got to wrap it anyway. They got to do Legion now.
Okay.
Plug BJComedy.com. Cares.
All right, Chris, anything you want to plug?
At Chris from BKLYN, Twitter and Instagram.
Just Mary, anything you want to plug?
Curvy Mary 8 on Twitter, Curvy Mary 8XX lowercase on IG.
Shannon?
Shannon Lee 6982 on Instagram. My podcast, The Thing Is, ding.
And Paul, you never have anything, right? You just say list everything else here. All right, follow me at I Am Ralph Sutton and my other show, Good Trigger Podcast. Thank you, everyone, for being a part of the show. Legion is coming in here now, so we're going to end early, and we are going to disinfect the table. Shannon, pick a song.
I'm serious. If I hear a thing about coasters and beers ever again from you.
Squirt is all piss, so you know.
I am sure it is. All right, we'll see you next week. We won't add a song this week. Let's just wrap it. We got to get out of here. See you next week on the SDR Show.
You've been listening to the SDR Show.